Now, notice the fourth step downward. He was made in the likeness of man. Now, friends, that for years did not impress me at all, because very candidly, I'm a man, and I like being a man. I think there's a dignity about being a human being that's quite wonderful, to be in the likeness of a man. And how can that be humbling? Well, it's very difficult for me today to make it clear to you that the one who's Lord of this universe and the creator of this universe and the one who created man, may I say to you, it was humbling for him to take upon himself the form of a man, to be made in the likeness of man. He was a man down here. He came down not only to redeem mankind, but to reveal God to mankind. How important that was. Because how do we know about God? We don't know a thing unless what he tells us. And when he came down to this earth and became a man, we found out a whole lot about God. And that the only way you can know God is through Jesus Christ, who is God. But he became a man, like the little girl. She went upstairs. Her mother told her to go upstairs and go to bed. And she went upstairs and went to bed and they turned out the light. And she began to cry and whimper. And her mother said, "What's the matter?" She says, "I want somebody to come up here and be with me. I don't want to be by myself." And the mother said, "God's up there with you." And for a moment, it was quiet. And then she said, "But Mama, I want somebody with a face." Well, may I say to you, Jesus Christ is God with a face. And he said this concerning himself. He said, "I am the water of life. I'm the bread of life." Well, I know about bread and I know about water. And I know about him now. He says, "I'm the door." He not only fixed doors, he was the door. And I know about doors. I got doors in my house. You know about doors. He says, "I'm the true vine." I know a whole lot about vines out here in California. And I know something else. He says, "I am the life and I'm the way." My, these words, they tell us a great deal about him and about who he is. He came to reveal God. But notice what it says here. He took upon himself the likeness of man. Now, I say it again. I like being a man. And I can't see that that's being humbling to become a man. It was for him to leave heaven's glory and become a man. Let me give you a very homely illustration that I trust might be helpful in understanding this. And it's a rather ridiculous one, too, but it'll illustrate what we're after. Here in California, the ants are not killed off during the winter time. Fact of the matter is, it doesn't get that cold. And they may not move about as they did before, but they're still with us. And I didn't know that when we first came to California, and it was November. I thought we were through with ants. There wouldn't be any about. And I got up one morning, went into the kitchen. Well, they had opened up one of the first freeways in Southern California to the Sugar Bowl. They were coming down on one side and going back on the other. And I guess they would have taken off all of the sugar. We let them alone. But I got busy and got rid of those ants. And then I found out that they not only made that freeway to the Sugar Bowl, they made it to the sink because they like water to drink too. And my friend, I want to tell you, I had ant trouble, so I began to find out. Well, I'll tell you what we do. I have a very wonderful friend here in Southern California who's in the business killing bugs. He's a bug exterminator. And about once or twice a year, he comes to my place and he sprays all over the place. And I haven't seen an ant around my place in years. Now, I have a notion that down in the ant world, that they've had several protest meetings about me. They say, "That fella lives up in that house. He just doesn't like us, and we don't like the way he does. He's infringing on our liberty. He's destroying us." And they may be marching up and down with a bunch of placards in front of my place right now. I don't know. I haven't noticed, but they may be. And I'm sure they don't have very much use for me because I've really killed them all. No question about that. Now, may I say to you, I really don't hate ants. That's not my hang-up. That's not my problem at all. I just soon let ants live. Now, if I had some way of communicating with those ants and would be able to say to them, look, ants, you stay outside of the house. Just let the sugar bowl alone, stay away from the sink, and I'll put sugar outside for you and water outside. I'd go that far, be willing to do that for them, because I don't hate ants, really. But they don't know that. Now, suppose I could get the message to them. How would I do it? Well, suppose that I could go down and become an ant, become one of them, and communicate to them in ant language and get the word through to them. Now, if I could, I want you to know this, I wouldn't. And you know why? Because I know some folk today that if I became an ant, they'd step on me, and I'm not going to become an ant, not going to take that chance. But suppose I could go down there and become an ant, communicate. My friend, that to me would be humbling. May I say to you that for me to go down and become an ant is nothing compared to what the Lord Jesus Christ did when he left heaven's glory and came down to this earth and became a man. It was humbling for him to become a man, and he was made in the likeness of man. How tremendous that is. He became one of us, and it was humbling for him to do that.